Hi, this is Wayne Ivey, pastor of First Christian Conroe. Welcome to my midweek podcast. Well, we just finished our food pantry effort a little while ago, and I learned from Monica that we had about 150 families that received help from our food pantry this day. It is a huge undertaking, and our volunteers are to be commended. It's kind of funny. I get up pretty early in the morning. But this morning I was lying in bed and I was waiting to get up, and at about 5:45 my phone dings. Someone has sent a text message. So when I looked to see who it was, there was a 15-person message chain going on, and it was all people in the food pantry volunteer group who were waking each other up and getting ready to go work and get ready for the food pantry today. It is an amazing bunch of volunteers. About half of them are church members, and half of them are community members and friends of church members. It is amazing to see them put that together in about an hour every Wednesday morning. Also, it got me to thinking, today is a day. You know what's going to happen at this afternoon about 3:30, or is it 4:30? Anyway, we're going in space again. There is going to be a rocket launched from Cape Canaveral. It's a joint effort of NASA and SpaceX. That's an Elon Musk bunch. And we are launching two astronauts to go to the space station. The first time in 9 years that America has launched a rocket with people to go to the space station, or anywhere else for that matter. You know, I was pastor over in Clear Lake for 22 years, and our church was only about 3 or 4 miles from NASA. And a lot of our church members were NASA scientists and engineers, and it was an amazing bunch of folks. They are incredibly dedicated to their task. I am glad that things are moving again, and these friends can feel proud of what's going on today. But it kind of points out a dichotomy. Here we have poor folks and folks who are in a tough time in their lives coming to get help with food on the day that our nation is launching a rocket ship that costs, literally the NASA program costs, billions and billions of dollars. I read an alarming statistic. 1 in 8 Americans lives in poverty. It's hard to reconcile that fact, isn't it? The United States is the richest nation, the most wealthy, the most technologically advanced nation in the history of the world, and 1 in 8 of our citizens are suffering in poverty. How can that be in the United States of America? You know, if you look back over the last decades, we experienced the Great Society. Remember that? We spent billions on government programs. We went through welfare reform. We formed thousands, literally tens of thousands of charities, and volunteered hundreds and thousands of hours. Yet poverty remains somehow a blight on the American psyche. You know, in our hearts and souls, we know that we can and should help, and we do. Is there any way you think that we can ever have a society in which everyone lives to a level that is conducive to the creative spirit, and not at a level where they're just trying to get the next meal on the table or figure out how they're going to pay the rent this next month? I'm not sure that a massive government program is ever going to fix poverty. Jesus said those haunting words, "The poor you will always have with you." but it is up to us to make a difference in their lives. I am proud in a humble way of the work that we're doing here in our congregation. We have more people involved in ministries that to help to elevate the quality of life for our sisters and brothers in the area than any church I've ever been associated with. It's a wonderful thing to take part in. I'm going to suggest that you do more of it. If you will remember, before this coronavirus pandemic attacked the world, we were in the process of planning how we were going to minister to our community in new and creative ways over the next months and years. I'm hoping we can get back to it and figure out a way that we can help elevate the quality of life for our neighbors, that we can encourage the creative spirit, that we can spread the good news of God's love, and that we can let everyone know that they are a beloved child of God. It is up to us. Well, that's enough sermifying for one podcast. I look forward to seeing you soon. We will have a drive-through communion this Sunday. And then next Sunday, June the 7th, we will come together in worship at 10:45 in the sanctuary. But we must behave ourselves and do everything we can to be responsible for each other during this time of pandemic. I look forward to greeting you there. Have a great day. God bless.